Welcome to the My Mickey Podcast, where we explore the magic and wonder of Disney together. And now, on with the show.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of the My Mickey Podcast. I'm your host, Karen, and I'm the owner of and dream designer for My Mickey Vacation Travel. As usual, I'm joined today with my friends Danny, aka Dr. Disney, his wife, and my fellow dream designer, Stacy, and my husband, Jeff.
This week, I was talking with one of our dream designers, Bridget Morgan, who was working with a couple of her clients, a couple of her guests, and talking about VIP tours. And the VIP tours at Walt Disney World and actually at Disneyland are a great way to explore the parks. And so she had a couple guests who were interested in these. And I thought, what a great idea for a podcast, because I think this is an area within the parks and a service that is offered by Disney that not too many people are aware of. I think a lot of us think that when they see the cast members walking around with the plaid vests, that there must be a celebrity there. And it's not always the case. It's a service that's available to everybody. And I'm going to actually be talking with Bridget a little bit later in this episode, and she's going to get into a lot of the details. But I know that actually the four of us, when we were in Disneyland back in October, we all got to experience a VIP tour out there. So I just kind of wanted to lead into my interview with Bridget a little bit and just kind of talk about what we experienced with our Disneyland VIP tour. So Danny and Stacy, tell me a little bit about, because I know we were broken up into two different groups. So tell me a little bit about your group and what some things you experienced and what that was like for you guys.
Yes, thanks to Jeff and Karen, we were able to experience the VIP tour. It was absolutely, it's an experience you really can't understand to the fullest until you actually experience it, but it is so worth everything. It was amazing. They will take care of you. It's actually exactly what it's called, VIP. We did the VIP in Disneyland, as Jeff said, and I know we could start out in California Adventure or Disneyland, and we started in Disneyland. And you really, they can choose, we as a group could choose where we wanted to start, what we wanted to do, what we wanted to focus on, and we let them kind of guide us on what they thought would be best for us. And then after we hit exactly some of the bigger things, then we got to choose. And it was amazing. We felt VIP exactly that.
We really did. And I'm just going to say, it was one of the most amazing experiences, you know, in all the times we've gone into the parks and Disneyland, Disney Cruise, and, you know, Walt Disney World. It's just such a unique experience. Did we still just do some of the rides that we did that we could have done, you know, that we did the other day, or we could have done while going in the park by ourselves? Of course we did. But the thing is, it's a different feeling. It's a learning experience. You may not realize it, but, and that's the great thing about I'm jumping all over the place, but it's just, there's a lot to take in. And in while we were walking around with our tour guide, the cast member, we'd walk by and very, very briefly, like we'd walk by and they'd say, oh, over here you can see in this window is this, and on this balcony is this design. And it wouldn't be a long drawn out thing, but it would be a lot of information in a simple explanation. And it was something that I never would have thought to look at. I never would have thought to realize, but it's great to learn that, and you get a whole different feel for the ride the next time you go on it as well, because now you know something that probably not a lot of other people know, and it makes you feel better about it just to remember it when you go by. It's such a cool experience because you take home so much more out of it.
Exactly. And I like the fact that you don't really have to think while you're there. You know, if you're there and you've got your small kids and trying to figure out what you want to get in and what to do, you know, they know. You let them know you wanted to do everything that the kids want to do and that are appropriate for them. And you just follow them and they take you all around. You don't have to think about where you're going and what order to do things in. They handle everything. It's fabulous.
And I'm just going to say, for those that do it, please just be respectful of the cast members. Don't call them pliads to their face.
Yeah, they don't like
that.
I mean, they don't. I know. I see exactly. Y'all know it. Y'all realize it because that is what, you know, those cast members are referred to many times in on social media and on the Disney Facebook groups and everything. They, you know, are guest relations cast members. They are VIP tour guides. They have titles. They have names. Give them just the respect they deserve because they're there to do a great service for you and to provide you with a lot of information and enjoyment. Don't call them plebs.
Exactly.
And I think one thing Danny just touched on is they're so knowledgeable. They're so knowledgeable. They know their stuff. And so I loved being able to just talk to our guide and, you know, just ask questions along the way. And I think that was one advantage of the attractions, but being able to speak with her and hear some of the background of some of the attractions and of the park. And she was able to tell us some things that, you know, we didn't know otherwise. And I don't think you can find any, you know, Disney fans that are more of a Disney fan than we are. So it was great for that. And I know some people, the thing they hear is we're not going to be able to afford that. And it is pretty expensive. And so maybe it's something that you look forward to for a few years and you save up for. And maybe you don't do that deluxe resort this time, or you don't do a moderate and you stay in a value that mm-hmm. time just so you can do this experience. And that's something that, you know, we think about and we talk about. That's something that we really want to be able to do for our family one day, because it's an experience that you won't forget.
We did a VIP tour with our extended family. A couple of years ago, I guess it was, we had our parents as well as our kids. So we did a 3-generation VIP tour. And Danny, I think you mentioned earlier that you know, your cast member, your VIP tour guide has a name, and we still remember our tour guide. And in fact, when we saw him last October when we were out, we kind of waved and said hi. But you know, the stories, Stacey is right. I mean, the stories, the Pirates of the Caribbean, it has a story leading from the time that you're in that bayou section with the cabin and the guy sitting on the rocking chair leading into the ride. And our tour guide told us what that story was and how it fed into the actual attraction itself. And it was a real neat experience having him be able to tell us the story, because I mean, everything's a story at Disney.
It really is. And that's one of the things that I loved about it, because had I ridden all the rides they had taken us on before? Yes, I had, but of course, I'm going to be happy to go back on them again. It's just the story, as you said, the tale that it may have. Everything has a background, whether it has actual historical value to it or if it's just a created story from Disney. It's something that you can learn more about than what you just see in front of you. You can learn why it's there. And that's what these tour guides will do. And like Stacey said, they're extremely knowledgeable. They know their stuff. They don't hesitate to tell you what it is, and they don't hesitate to answer your questions, because even if you're asking something about what they haven't said, they're still prepared for it, and they're going to find out for you, even if they have to say, well, there may even be more information to that. Let me see what else I can get for you. It's well worth the money. I would gladly, you know, bypass a time of staying deluxe or moderate or what have you to save a little bit of extra money on the back end to be able to take one of these tours at least one time. It's something that you're not going to forget.
Well, and I know we've just been kind of chatting about our personal experiences at Disneyland, but the VIP tours are also available at Walt Disney World. And so we're going to get into some of the details about that and a little bit more about our Disneyland as I venture into my conversation with Bridget Morgan, who is a dream designer with My Mickey Vacation Travel as well. So here is my interview with Bridget. Hello, Bridget.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us on the My Mickey podcast.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm so glad you are here, because I know you have some expertise in the area of the VIP tours, both at Disneyland as well as at Walt Disney World. But yes, first, since this is your first time on the show, why don't you take a minute and just kind of tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So again, I'm Bridget, and I am from Louisville, Kentucky. I have a five-year-old daughter. She's almost six, and I am married to Justin. Actually, our 11-year wedding anniversary is coming up really soon.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We visit Walt Disney World or a Disney destination 3 to 4 times a year, and we just love every piece of it. And I'm just excited to be a dream designer. I became a dream designer in 2015. It has been an honor to serve all of the families that I've had the opportunity to work with. I love my job, and I love Disney World.
Well, and we love having you as part of our team. And so we wanted to bring you on this episode today. You may not have heard this yet, but the four of us, Danny and Stacy and Karen and I, were talking a little bit about our experience with the VIP tours out of Disneyland.
Yes.
But as we were kind of talking, I guess I kind of realized that we never really described what exactly a VIP tour was. So, so I guess we'll just go a little bit out of order. But why don't you go ahead and kind of tell us what's included in a VIP tour, how it works, kind of what it is.
Sure.
Then we'll dig into it a little bit deeper.
All right. A private VIP tour is the most efficient way to experience all the Disney parks and everything that they have to offer. You'll be able to ride your favorite attractions super efficiently, even multiple times. You'll get VIP viewing areas for parades, stage shows, nighttime spectaculars. It's the best way to see everything that you want to see at Disneyland and at Walt Disney World.
Okay. So I guess, when I think of tours, mm-hmm. I kind of think of some of the tours they have, like Keys to the Kingdom and Walk in Walt's Footsteps, and some of those where, like, it's literally a tour. Like, you have a tour guide who takes you from place to place and kind of starts talking about what it is you're looking at. Maybe it's historical, or maybe it's just little Disney tidbits. Is it structured like that, or is it more kind of a fluid, open-ended type thing?
It is open-ended. So a private VIP tour is for up to 10 people. And these are going to be private. I know with Keys of the Kingdom and some of those other experiences that you can sign up for, you're going to be with a lot of different people, strangers that you don't know.
Right.
This experience is for up to 10 people. So it's a really nice way that if you're traveling with a large family, if you're traveling with a couple of groups of friends, if your total is 10, then you can make this VIP tour work for your family. And they will actually call you and figure out kind of where your interests lie. If you have small kids, if the bulk of your kids are, under the age of 5, they're going to cater to that. If you have some adventurous teenagers, they're going to cater to that. These VIP tour guides have deep knowledge of basically everything that you can do in the park, and they're going to tour it in a really efficient way too. A lot of families, if they're only going to be at Walt Disney World or Disneyland for a day or two, they really like doing these tours because they can squeeze in everything that they want to do into one day and one tour.
Okay. So I guess the general thought here then is it's really kind of a front of the line access to all your favorite attractions.
Yes. You're going to go in the fast pass line. You're going to be in the front. Typically with your regular Disney vacation, you're going to get 3 advanced fast passes per park day. But with VIP tours, you get a minimum of 7 hours at Walt Disney World and a minimum of 6 hours where you're going to be just constantly going to the front of the line. And that's an exciting thing.
Okay. So you mentioned these tour guides, and I know we talked a little bit about that amongst the four of us earlier, but I guess, and I think I mentioned earlier, like typically like when I'm at the park, excuse me, and I see a tour guide, they usually have like these plaid vests on.
Yes.
And I guess when I see that, I kind of, first thing that happens to me is my radar goes up. I'm looking for a celebrity, but, you know, right?
Yes.
And especially out of Disneyland, I'm like, I'm
celebrities are everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking for Kanye and Kim, I guess. I don't know what I'm looking for. But I guess the VIP tours, it's just, I mean, it's something that's accessible and available to everybody.
Yes.
Which is real nice. And so these guides, kind of tell me, kind of walk me through a little bit about what they do, what their function is, and kind of how, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, kind of how they interact with you and make that experience even more magical.
Yeah, the VIP tour guide is there for each family that they are serving. They're going to be taking care of anything that you need them to do, whether it's taking pictures or helping you find the best snacks in each park, holding your umbrella. They're going to be waiting with kids. So sometimes I've had families where the adults really wanted to ride Space Mountain. I'm thinking of one family in particular. The family really wanted to ride Space Mountain, but they had smaller kids that didn't meet the height requirement. And so the VIP tour guide hung out with the kids, and then the adults went to go ride Space Mountain, and it was a really nice opportunity for them to be able to do something that they wanted to do, but also for the kids to have fun. These tour guides are experts with children. They're going to be they know exactly what each kid and each age group what they need to do when they're at the parks. The tour guides, they're going to be basically everything that you need for that, the time that you had that tour guide, they're going to be taking care of everything.
And they're your personal guide. I mean,
they are your personal guide.
From the moment you step there, yes, and they meet up with you until they're done, they are, yes, with you the whole way.
Yes. Yeah, so let's say that you have that 7 hours at Walt Disney World and you're at that 7 hour mark. The tour guide will warn you that your time is almost up, mm-hmm, and you can extend it for, you can keep a tour guide for up to 14 hours, wow, if you need them. But, or you can extend it an hour or 2 hours. It's whatever you is going to meet your needs. But yeah, they're there for you the whole time that they're in your service.
Wow. What a neat service that is.
Yes.
So let's kind of break this up a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the different experiences, because they're a little bit different between West Coast and East Coast.
Yes.
So let's talk about Disneyland, because, okay, I know that when Danny and Stacy, Karen and I took our VIP tour in October, you were with us and you took one as well.
I did.
And I think you were in a different group than the rest of us, because we broke up into several groups. So kind of walk me through a little bit about what your personal experience was during that VIP tour.
Yeah. So at Disneyland, you're going to be meeting at the park. You can meet at Disneyland Park or California Adventure Park. If you have a park hopper, you're going to be able to do your VIP experience at both of those locations. You're going to be able to go again in Fast Pass attraction lines. You're going to get special viewing for World of Color and Fantasmic fireworks. The parade, we got a really awesome viewing of the parade that happened that day. It was really impressive. And then again, it's up to 10 people. And yeah, it was definitely something I'll never forget, because not having to wait in line and then having that personal attention, it was priceless.
The one thing that does come with the VIP tours is that, I think you mentioned it earlier, is that special seating for like fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I know out of Disneyland, I think World of Color, maybe Fantasmic.
Right.
And of course the parades. And one of the things that we were real careful of, because actually in October, Karen and I laid the plans out for that VIP tour, and we opted for the special seating for the afternoon parade. Mm-hmm. It was between that and doing the fireworks, because I think we had already had a dessert party planned for World of Color.
Yes.
And so what we ended up, the reason we opted for the parade as opposed to the fireworks is because, and a lot of people don't know this about Disneyland, is fireworks can be canceled like right up to the last minute in Disneyland because of wind conditions, because the park is so located and so, mm-hmm, surrounded by the community, yeah, that they don't want to take chances with like falling ashes and embers. So right, if there's a slight wind, they've got to cancel it like right at the last second. And of course, they have a 10 o'clock curfew, so they can't even really delay it for, right, wind, you know, until later. And so we didn't want to take the chance that we would lose this VIP opportunity if we chose fireworks and then they ended up not having it.
Right.
Because our family, that happened to our family. We did a I mentioned this earlier in the show, but we did a multi-generational VIP tour a year, 2 years ago, maybe. And we ended up choosing the prime seating for the Paint the Night Parade, which at that time was being held in Disneyland Park.
Right.
And so we had the reserve seating up on the train station balcony. And so the guide was nice enough to work out a special arrangement so that we could stick around for the fireworks. So the parade's over, we're sitting there waiting, and it's literally 5 minutes before the fireworks, and they came on with the announcement that due to winds, they couldn't do it. And we're like,
oh no,
what wind? Like, the flag wasn't even blowing. And we're like, well, you know, fireworks are up a little bit higher than that flagpole, so it must have been something happening. So yeah, I mean, long story long, even longer. Yeah, just kind of keep that in mind when you're scheduling your VIP event, because if you choose fireworks, it may not happen. So.
Right. The parade was fantastic. It's a really fun parade. The seating that they have in the VIP area, I mean, you wouldn't miss a thing. It was wonderful. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, I was very pleased with that parade. I thought that was a wonderful, because we sat right in the hub.
Yep.
As it comes down from the... I want to say Expedition Everest. That's wrong part.
Matterhorn.
Matterhorn. Yeah, it comes down from Fantasyland there by the Matterhorn. It comes right down into that hub area. It was wonderful, wonderful location. Okay, so our price at Disneyland is about what, three?
The cost is between $360 and $500 an hour
okay.
for a minimum of 6 hours. And okay. that cost, it varies depending on the time of year you're going to be visiting. So, of course, no brainer, if you're visiting during holiday season, spring break, things like that, it's going to be more on the $500 an hour.
Okay. And again, up to 10 people, and you got to have that park admission.
Got to have it.
All right. So let's move east and let's head to Walt Disney World, which it gets a little more complicated because of four parks that aren't right across the street from each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. Well, so, one of the things that I love about the VIP tour at Walt Disney World is they will come to your resort. They will pick you up. And I also want to point out that you don't necessarily have to stay at a Walt Disney World resort. I had a family that actually had a home in Orlando, and they were picked up at their home in Orlando.
Okay.
So it's really flexible. The big black SUV will come pick you up at your resort and take you to whichever park you're going to be at.
Total celebrity style, right?
It is. You're going to arrive in style. And if you have a park hopper pass, which we mentioned, which would be a valuable thing to do if you're going to be at Walt Disney World, because you can go, let's say, to Magic Kingdom. You'll hop in your vehicle. You'll go to, let's say, Animal Kingdom. You'll ride Flight of Passage and do Navi River Journey and those types of exciting things. And then you can hop in your SUV. It's all front door service. And so you're going to be able to do most of the really big and exclusive things at each park without a whole lot of waiting.
Which is really good, especially like if, let's say you want to hang out most of the day at Magic Kingdom and really hit the big things there, but you're like, you know what, I couldn't, you know, I only booked my vacation out 45 days before I got here. I couldn't get that 60-day fast pass for Flight of Passage. Oh, let's hop in the SUV, take the backstage access, let's come in, ride the thing, and leave.
Exactly. And that's going to be a big thing with Toy Story Land, because that is opening up this summer.
Right.
And it's going to be a highly coveted fast pass. And if you, again, booked within that 60 days, and sometimes if you are booking fast passes at 60 days, sometimes it can be hard to get those really exclusive fast passes. So
especially on a short visit.
Oh my goodness. Yes. But this would give you an opportunity to do everything that you want to do in one swoop of a VIP tour.
Awesome. Special VIP seating for shows applies at Walt Disney World as well.
Yes. Fireworks, Happily Ever After, you know, Illuminations, Rivers of Light, all of those really fun things. Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios. Those are all going to have really nice priority seating. The parades, you're going to get a really nice seat. So they really take care of their VIP guests to make for sure that you're able to view all of the awesome things at each park.
Now, the one thing too to keep in mind with that, and I don't think it really mattered as much when we did ours in October in Disneyland, but I can see it especially for some of the real late ones. Your VIP tour does not have to take place during the show times. So if you're, let's say you start your 6 hour tour at 9 in the morning and your tour goes from 9 to 3,
right?
But Rivers of Light doesn't start till you know, 8 o'clock at night, you still go to Rivers of Light. They're just going to give you a special access pass and a special seating area. Right. So it doesn't have to actually take place during the time of your tour. Am I understanding that right?
I think that's my understanding too. Mm-hmm. It's a flexible start time. So a lot of times families will like to sleep in a little bit in the morning and then mm-hmm. they can be picked up at whatever time they want. One thing that I do want to point out is that VIP tours do not stop for dining reservations. So that's going to keep rolling. So let's say you have Cinderella's Royal Table at lunch on your VIP tour day. That still is included within that. At Walt Disney World, it's a 7-hour minimum. Right. So that's still going to take up some of your time. So I do have families that will, they'll start their tour early and then end the tour right before a dining reservation so that they don't feel like that's kind of wasted time.
Yeah. And that's good to know because you don't want to schedule your VIP tour with an ADR right in the middle of it. Cause that's just going to eat up your time. And that's that would make for a very expensive meal.
Yes, exactly.
Now, one thing that I know we did with our tour, which I do recommend, and I think you would too, is that if obviously if you're doing like a 9 to 3 or a 10 to 4 tour, you're going to want to stop and eat something somewhere.
Right.
And so recommend a quick service. You can get in, get out.
Yeah, I would recommend a quick service if you can so that you could eat quickly and then hop back into your tour.
Okay.
That's a really beneficial thing to plan for.
And one of the things I found out too, which I'm glad I found out in advance, was that your tour guide, actually, they're not furnished any type of meal from Disney or anything like that. So what I always found was just as a courtesy, I would pick up the lunch for the tour guide and he or she would typically join us.
Right.
Lunch, which is a great opportunity to sit there and pick their brain a little bit about like Disney history and Disney trivia knowledge. And they're usually more than willing to sit there and keep talking during that time because they're still on the clock.
Oh yeah. And the amount of park history that they have, it's going to be impressive. So any questions you might have, they're going to be able to, and they know like fun facts about things. And sometimes they'll talk about different celebrities that they have toured with, which I think is fun to hear about. Mm-hmm. They're a wealth of knowledge.
What about gratuities? Cause I know, I know that's kind of an unwritten thing because I actually went to the Disney website looking for information on it and it was vague at best. What have you been advising your guests on that?
Yeah, there's really no set rule on gratuities. That $100 mark up to $25 a person, something like that is, typical of what a family might do. People ask me all the time. And I think it just depends on, how you feel about that, your service that you had, but I'm going to guarantee you it's going to be pretty phenomenal, no matter who you have for your guide.
The price at Walt Disney World is a little bit more than Disneyland because obviously the parks are bigger.
More things to see, more things to do.
Yep. You do have that minimum 7 hours that you mentioned. What are the costs on that?
Yeah, the cost, it's a range between $425 and $625, and that's per hour for a minimum of 7 hours. You can keep the tour guide, again, for up to 14 hours if you start early enough in the morning. Typically, for my guests, I will call and I have to give a credit card so that they will hold that, but you will not be charged until the day before. Okay. And you do have to cancel the VIP tour 48 hours in advance.
Okay. That's good to know. And I know you mentioned earlier about, of course it's up to 10 people and I think that's at both parks, right?
Yes, it's at both parks. And then children under the age of 3, they do count in that total.
Okay.
So, kids under 3 are free. They don't require tickets or dining plan, but they will count in the total for the VIP tour.
Okay. Good to know. Unless you're a multi-generational family, you probably aren't going on the trip with 10 people.
Right.
So have you seen situations or cases where maybe two families will pair up and take advantage of a tour like that?
Yes. I have families where, it's friends that are traveling together and then they would love to do something like this. And so they'll pick a day and then they'll split the cost of it. It actually can be a really cost-effective way to do everything that you want to do in the park, especially if you're splitting it with a family or two.
Okay, good. And of course, I know you mentioned it, but I think it's important enough that we don't want to gloss over it. Like, the cost of the tour is not a substitute for your park ticket. Like, you still need to have a park ticket.
Yes, you will have to have a park ticket. So typically when, when we have a family, we have a resort package, and that's going to have your tickets on there. That will be your admission to the park. But yes, you do have to have park admission. That's additional to the tour.
Okay, good. So, you know, when I start doing the math, this isn't cheap.
No.
So there's obviously prime opportunities where you really want to consider something like this.
Yes.
As opposed to maybe some other times. So talk to me a little bit about who is the prime candidate as a family to do something like this?
Families that book last minute, it's a really big thing, because dining can be booked 180 days ahead of time, fast passes 60 days. So families that book within that window, they really value a VIP tour. Other families that really value those tours are if they're traveling during really busy times. So Thanksgiving, Christmas, spring break, those are all times where it could be to your advantage to consider a VIP tour.
Okay. So when I go between Christmas and New Year's, and I'm walking down Main Street, and it's shoulder to shoulder and elbow to elbow. And I got my three fast passes, and basically every ride's a minimum of a 60-minute standby.
Yes.
Because that's just, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just,
that's the nature of that week.
That's just the nature of that week.
Yeah.
Having this VIP tour, I still get to go into any fast pass line I want to with the tour guide during the day. Now, I don't get to go to the front of the fast pass line. I get to go into the fast pass line.
Yes, you will wait in the fast pass line. But there are, so just a little tidbit, there are, so like in Epcot, Anna and Elsa is not a fast pass, but if you are a VIP tour guest, you actually get to go in the back. And so you get like kind of like a side access, and you don't have to wait in the standby line.
Okay.
So there are going to be situations like that, even with Chewbacca, Kylo Ren over at Hollywood Studios.
Right.
Those are opportunities that you're not going to have to wait in that line. But yes, even if you're going during Christmas, you're going to have to wait in a fast pass line.
Which is still far better than the alternative.
Oh my goodness, a 2-hour wait standby. Yes, it's You can. Okay. I don't think you can put a price on time, and so you know the amount of time that you're going to spend in those lines, particularly during the busy season.
Right. Well, and that makes more time to do other things.
Right.
Like, you know, have you know if I'm, I would think that this would just by nature eliminate meltdowns and family fights and all the mess that comes with long lines and things like that.
Yes. Some people do it for their sanity alone. So I totally get that. I totally get it.
Yep. All right. Well, sounds good. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Bridget, on any of this information? Cause this has been really good.
I just love these tours, and I have never had a family come back and say, man, I wish I didn't spend money on that.
Yeah.
I have them come back and saying, man, I wish I would have done another day of that. So I really don't think that this is something that you're going to regret. I think it's something that is going to be a real game changer in your Disney vacation.
I think getting to experience that in October and getting to experience with you and Karen and Danny and Stacy, I think that was a game changer for us too.
Yes.
For us, it wasn't a family. Let me say it this way. It wasn't blood family,
but we are family.
We are family. I would consider it a, even though it was a work trip, it was a group of friends hanging out, a group of adults. And the groups within the 10 people had varied interests. And so it was a way for everybody to get their needs met, and no one really kind of felt left behind because, well, the lines were so long, we didn't get to that.
Right. Exactly.
So from that standpoint too, for an adult trip, I think that would be a great option for them as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Well, thank you, Bridget.
Yeah, no problem. So thanks for having me. It was fun.
Well, this was great. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to our listeners, be sure to check out the show notes for this episode at mymickeypodcast.com/5. And we'll put some of these notes, and we'll try and find some great pictures, and we'll find some plaid pictures and put those up too as well. So, so we hope you've been enjoying our podcast, and we would love for you to subscribe. by heading to our website at mymickeypodcast.com/subscribe. And here you'll find links back to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all of your favorite tools to launch your favorite feeds. And as always, this episode is brought to you by the awesome dream designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel. Your vacation can be made extra magical through the use of our concierge planning services, which includes suggestions such as adding a VIP tour to your package. Contact our dream designers at mymickeyvacation.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram. Also, be sure to check out all the latest news and updates with Danny at drdisney.com and by searching Dr. Disney on Facebook and Instagram. And so for Karen, Danny, Stacy, and Bridget, this is Jeff saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you real soon.